Roger, why is it taking your sister so long to get dressed?
I don't think Dee's too anxious to go to her talent pageant, Mom.
Dee, hurry up, honey, or we're gonna be late.
If you're in such a hurry, go without me.
What did you say?
If you're in such a hurry, go without me, Mama dear.
Dee, will you get your little self down here?
I don't want to come down like this.
Dee!
Okay.
Don't you look cute, sweetheart? Let Mama fix this here for you.
Do you look really nice?
Yeah, well, I don't feel so good.
Well, maybe you just need a shot of Black Flag.
Raj really sounded excited on the phone. Did he tell you what he wanted?
No, he just had to meet him here after Dee's talent night. He had something to show us.
I remember my sixth grade talent night. Man, I played the drums.
Yeah, I was so good at my sixth grade talent night, they made me do an encore.
You repeated the whole act?
I repeated the whole sixth grade.
Well, did you two decide yet?
I want a bowl of ice cream. What flavors do you have?
Vanilla, strawberry, and meatloaf.
Meatloaf ice cream?
Yeah, we had a little accident in the kitchen today. See, Rob dropped the meatloaf in the ice cream tray. So you either have ice cream with meatloaf or meatloaf with ice cream.
I think I'll have vanilla.
Okay.
I'll try a meatloaf milkshake.
You got it?
What's happening?
Hey, hi, hi. Oh, Rod, you didn't have to bring flowers.
Wayne, grow up.
Hey, what did you want to see us about, Rod?
These kids, man. I found them at talent night.
Well, take them back. Maybe you'll get a reward.
Will you let me finish? These are Dee's friends, and they won tonight's talent show. A Dwayne and rerun, this is Anthony, Audrey, Derek, and Antonio Givens.
Antonio. Well, what do you want to talk to us about?
Man, these cats, they are fantastic singers. They could be the next Jackson 5.
I don't think so, Raj. I only count four. Am I right, Dwayne?
Who is this guy? He's just a friend. You'll be seeing a lot more of him in 5 or 6 years when you go to high school together.
Hey, look, they're good enough to be professionals. And Dee and I are gonna manage them.
Roger, are these kids any good?
They're great, but look, see for yourself.
All right, anybody got a dime?
They sure work cheap.
The dime is for the jukebox. So you can sing along with one of the records.
Thanks, Dwayne, but we don't need music.
Hey, they're gonna sing Acapulco!
Oh, yeah, Shirley, would you dim the lights just a little? And Dwayne, help me move this table over a bit.
No, no, I'm talking about ordering. See, this is a restaurant, Roger, not the Apollo.
I know, Shirley, but these kids are fantastic. Just wait till you hear them.
Well, let me see what I can do. Show me something.
Hit it.
Bubbly brown sugar, if you feel one of the big shots. Bubbly brown sugar.
Bubbling brown sugar, joy is what it's all about. Bubbling brown sugar, bubbling with a happy beat.
bubbling brown sugar is a simulated hollow tree. Yeah!
Oh, you kids are really together.
Yeah, even their clothes match.
Can we have our ice cream now?
Sure, go over to the counter and order anything you want. It's on Raj.
Thanks a lot. Follow me.
Dee, why did you tell them I was paying for the ice cream?
Just keeping the clients happy.
I only wish we had a place for people to hear them sing.
Why don't we try to get them on the gong show?
The gong show? Be serious.
If you come in first place, you win $500.
Oh, don't be silly, Dee.
Let the child speak.
It's also a chance to get on television.
Dee's right, Raj. I watch the gong show all the time. All you have to do is go down to the studio and audition. Practically anybody can get on.
It's worth a try.
Bubbling brown sugar.
Here you go. One dish of vanilla ice cream and one meatloaf. Milkshake.
Need some more gravy.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's the gong.
You know when they come on the television, they be banging and beating.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm nervous.
Just stay close.
This must be the right place.
Hey, look, you guys wait here and I'll see what's happening.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, I'm looking for Mr. Davidson. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he'll be right back.
Oh, I see you work with a dummy.
Say what?
That's pretty good.
You'll be hearing a lot about us. Remember our names, O'Connor and Rufus. I'm Rufus.
So you must be O'Connor.
Now don't give me five.
Watch out for splinters.
See you later.
Right on, bro.
Well, Raj, what's up?
I was over there talking to that dummy.
We even. I was over here talking to Rerun.
Okay, let's see who's next. Is Roger Thomas here?
Yes, yes. How do you do? Roger Thomas, today's personal manager to tomorrow's stars. And you're gonna love the act I have for you.
I love him already. What does he do?
No, you don't understand.
I don't have to. This is the gong show. The weirder, the better. Now, what do you do?
Well, I dance a little.
Rerun, that's not fair.
You're right. I'm terrific.
Let's see.
Well, I can't dance without music.
Well, what do you want us to play?
Side two.
Rerun, you were planning on auditioning all the time.
Raj, this is my big break. I didn't want to blow it.
Rerun, what about the Givens kids?
The gong show is on every day. What's the matter with the both of us having a chance at winning $500?
Okay, we're all set.
So am I.
You're on. Now, if you'll just step outside and see my assistant, she'll tell you what show you're on and what you have to do.
Great, thanks.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Thomas. Your client has a lot of talent.
He's not my client.
Oh?
They're my clients.
Cute kids. What do they do?
They sing.
No, they don't just sing. They sing! A song shouldn't be sung. It should be sung!
Kid, you're making me sick. Not sick. Sick!
Rob, can we just sing?
Yeah. Come on, kid. Let's show him, all right? Right. A one and a two.
Bubbling brown sugar, if you feel one, jump and shout. Bubbling brown sugar, joy is what it's all about.
Okay, kids, that's enough.
What, you don't like them?
Like them? I love them. I'm booking them on Friday night's show.
Hey, guess what? They like me so much, they're booking me on Friday night's show. Isn't that great? Hey, look, I know you're all shocked, but don't worry. I can't lose.
Rerun, I have nothing to say to you.
Have a heart, Raj. This could be my big break.
Rerun, we went down to the Gong Show to get the Givens kids on, not you.
I can't help it if Mr. Davidson recognized my talent.
All I know is that if you had been a true friend, you never would have done what you did.
And if you were a true friend, you'd forget about those four little strangers and root for me.
Well, I guess we're not friends.
Well, that's all right with me.
Let's go, Dwayne.
Huh?
Dee, aren't you finished yet with the books? We only manage one act.
I'm almost finished. Let's see. $2.50 for ice cream. $4 for bus fare to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And $3.50 for miscellaneous.
Wait a minute. What is miscellaneous?
Coloring books, crayons, and finger paints. You gotta keep the clients happy.
Oh, boy, I don't believe it.
You know, since you've been in business, you've lost a grand total of $10.
Wait a minute, you owe me $5 of it. We're partners, remember?
You wanna buy me out?
No, I want my $5. I needed to pay for the cake.
What cake?
The one I'm getting for the victory party. It's fantastic in the shape of a gold record.
Raj, they're just kids. Give them a couple Twinkies and they're happy.
Dee, my clients don't work for Twinkies.
Why not? Their manager's a ding-dong.
Look, I'm not kidding. We really need money. The question is, where am I gonna get it?
Hi, kids.
Here's the answer.
Hi, Money. Hi, Mama.
Wait a minute. As long as you have a strong, healthy son, there's no reason for you to carry heavy packages.
Here comes Snow Job City.
Dee, take us to the kitchen. You look tired, too. Did you hurt your finger?
Oh, no, it's just a little cut.
Come on over here and sit down. I know you're tired. Come on. Yeah, come on now. You comfortable?
Oh, sure.
All right, my mama.
My son. Well, so how is the management firm of Thomas and Thomas getting along?
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. But mama, I've been too selfish.
Oh?
So how does Thomas, Thomas, and Thomas sound?
Expensive.
Oh, come on. All I need is $5, and I give it back as soon as I collect the prize money. Please?
All right, Roger, I'll loan you the $5. But don't be disappointed if they don't win.
Thanks, Mama.
Oh, you're welcome.
What's happening?
Come on in.
Raj, I've been giving the Gong Show a lot of thought, and I realized that our friendship might really suffer if the Givens kids and I are on the same show.
Well, at least our friendship means something to you.
Yeah, there's only one way for everybody to be happy.
Rerun, I'm glad you finally come to your senses.
I sure have. And that's why you gotta tell the kids to back out.
You came here just to tell me that?
No, I'll have a little something to eat, too.
Rerun, I won't. Get out of my house.
Then you'll think about it?
No, I won't think about it. I'm not pulling the Givens family off the show.
All right. How does this sound? We'll both do the show, and if either one of us wins, we'll split the $500.
Why should I agree to that?
Because that way everybody have a better chance to win something.
I don't know, Rerun.
Raj, think about it. We'll split $500. Isn't $200 a piece better than nothing?
That's $250.
Sure is, Raj. You're a pal.
It's a deal.
Friends?
Friends.
Hi, Dee.
What's he doing here?
Hey, don't worry, Dee. I have everything under control now.
I'll get it.
Do you think the Givens kids will go for this idea?
Of course they will. I'm their idol. They look up to me. They do anything I tell them.
Okay. All right, hold on. Raj, it's Audrey Givens. She doesn't care what you say. She's not wearing that dumb yellow dress.
Give me a moment. I'll handle it. Now, Audrey, about that yellow dress. Now, look, you got to... Audrey? Audrey? Audrey!
I'm a little nervous, Rufus.
What do you have, butterflies in your stomach?
No, I think it's termites.
Well, don't be afraid.
Hey, look now, kids, don't be nervous. This is just the same as school talent night, but it's television.
Okay. Right, and instead of your parents, there are millions of people watching.
Yeah, that's right. So when you go out there, just forget that there are millions of people watching.
Right.
Millions! Hey, you can't go out there. Are you crazy? There are millions of people watching.
Rod, you're setting a bad example. How's Rerun doing?
Okay, he's backstage warming up.
Yeah, well, look, partner. We're just about to get in here to the big time.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Rerun!
Oh! My leg! I hurt my leg.
What happened?
I was backstage rehearsing. I think I pulled something.
Did you call the vet?
Dee, this is serious.
Sorry.
I think I sprained it. I can't dance.
Sorry about your leg, Rerun. But don't worry. A deal is a deal.
And if we win, you still get half of the money.
Right. That's right.
That's not fair. Since I can't dance, you guys are on your own.
Okay, Stubbs, you're on next.
What happened to you?
Oh, man, he hurt his leg and he can't dance.
Oh? Well, that means you kids are on next.
Huh? Did you hear that? You're on next. Now, don't panic. Where are your instruments?
We don't play instruments.
Then what are you worried about? You don't need them.
I know you're gonna love our next act because occasionally you folks have taste. Here are four talented youngsters. Let's welcome the Givens Kids.
All right, that's us! That's us!
Let's guide you, Lord. Oh, God, let the joy. guys that young when I was their age. I'll tell you. I think they were terrific. I gave them a 10.
All right. I tell you, they are dynamite out of sight, just like a little bitty Gladys Knight in the Pee Wee Pit. You know what I mean? I'm going to give them a 10.
All right. Yeah.
I thought they were great. Three marvelous little guys, one cute little girl. They remind me of the Givens kids.
They are the Givens kids.
Well, then I'm giving them a 10.
And with a total of 30 points, it looks like the winners of tonight's show are the Givens kids.
Rerun, the leg is better.
It's a miracle.
Rerun, your leg was never hurt, was it?
Nope.
Rerun, when it comes to friendship, you get a 10. Wow, I still can't believe that I discovered those kids.
Well, if it wasn't for my talent pageant, you would have never seen them.
Hey, what did you do in a talent pageant anyway, Dee?
You want to see?
Yeah.
A quarter each.
What?
Quarter?
Quarter each.
All right.
All right. I saw it already. I'll close my eyes.
Now remember, I'm dressed as a flower and there are 15 other flowers all around me. The music begins, I step forward, and then tiptoe through the tulips. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. That's it?
What do you expect for a quarter, even with Stevie Wonder?